Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our good buddy is Eric Name, Milwaukee Basketball Insider, Eric_Name on Twitter. Eric, how you doing, pal?
I'm good. How are you?
We are doing well. So the Bucks haven't scored 100 points in the last couple of games. Their last game was a lackluster performance, a physical performance against Miami. But for those that are beginning to panic as they start to get into the meat of their season, I guess, tell people why they shouldn't panic.
Yeah, you know, I think every once in a while teams are allowed to have a little bit of a stretch of basketball that isn't their best. And, you know, I think that's what we've seen in the last two games. After going 83 games and scoring 100 straight, now it's two games in a row where they haven't. And I don't know that you put a whole ton of stock into it just because, you know, there's a game without Chris Middleton and then there's a game where the Heat just played better. And on the second game of the second night of a back-to-back, like, it's a pretty tough stretch. So, you know, I think there's some people out there that are concerned about the Heat as a potential playoff matchup, and I think it's warranted. They're an incredibly talented team, and they have a guy in Bam Adebayo that is strong and quick, and under that, you're obviously going to see from night to night. But overall, I mean, I think this is just a couple of games that the Bucks haven't played their best basketball, and I think they're going to get right through it.
This team back at it again tonight against a team that just before the All-Star break, they looked rather lackluster against. Now, granted, Giannis didn't play in that ball game, but they didn't have energy or anything down there in Indianapolis. Now the Pacers come to town tonight. My thought process is that this is a little extraction of revenge just before they went to the All-Star break that we're going to see tonight.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. We really haven't seen this Bucks team play poorly. I mean, I think that's the worst they've played this entire season. It's just that game in Indiana. I mean, there was just nothing to it. It didn't matter offensively, defensively. They just weren't executing at all. So that was a strange night to see that. I can't imagine we'll see it again, and I do think you're going to see them be much more focused, much more ready to go, especially with losing their last game. So this is kind of a double whammy for the Pacers, where the Bucks lost to the Pacers last time, and then obviously they just lost their last game. This is going to be a motivated bunch for the Bucks. I think we're going to see them have a good game tonight.
I got to ask you, I mean, down here we're talking about Christian Yelich, the signing of an MVP that wants to remain in Milwaukee. A lot of people say, well, hopefully that trickles over to the Milwaukee Bucks. And I have said all along, I said that I don't have any doubt in my body that Giannis doesn't stay with the Bucks. Do you think the questions then begin to surface tonight saying, hey, Christian Yelich, he's staying an MVP, you know, what about you, you know, that type of thing. At what point do you think Giannis just says, yep, you know what, I'm staying?
Yeah, I don't think he'll end up doing that. I mean, I think it would be a more interesting question if, say, Giannis was the one that was in the slam dunk contest and Christian Yelich came through for him, like Yelich did for Pat Connaughton. But didn't really have much of a relationship. This isn't a situation where it was like Braun and Rodgers back in the day or anything like that. So they are obviously Milwaukee MVPs, but they don't have, you know, like a real big relationship. Obviously, they've crossed paths a couple times, and I'm sure they'll cross paths coming up on Sunday when the Bucks are actually in Phoenix, which I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to seeing where you're sitting. But when all of that comes back around, like, him and Yelch aren't really great friends like that. So I don't know that it'll come up. But and with Giannis, I think he knows there's really nothing to be gained from him saying much of anything at this point about his contract, other than, you know, he loves the city of Milwaukee and he'd love to stay here. But doing anything more definitively doesn't really help him out in any way. So I don't suspect we'll hear Giannis say much of anything about his contract here until the end of the season. And I mean, in an ideal world, the Bucks take care of business and win an NBA championship. And the only time we get something a little bit early before June 30th when we can actually sign it is maybe the championship parade, where during that he says he wants to stay in Milwaukee for the rest of his career. That would be about the only way I could see him announcing anything early about a contract extension.
Talking with Eric Name, our Milwaukee basketball insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So, Eric, let's talk a little bit about injuries. Obviously, Chris Middleton was down for a little bit, had that sore neck. Is that something that's going to be problematic?
No, it doesn't seem like it. And honestly, it kind of sounded like a very human problem, a very regular person problem. Chris essentially just said, like, you know, like, I woke up and my neck was a little bit sore. So I think we've all kind of been through that, where, you know, you sleep a little bit wrong, your neck hurts the next day, and then all of a sudden you have to miss a couple games. So the Bucks have been extremely cautious with injuries to anyone on their roster this year, and Chris Middleton's no different. So that one, I don't think that's going to bother him long term. I just think that was a couple of days where his neck just didn't feel quite right, and they weren't about to risk anything.
And then you got Kyle Korver. I mean, they certainly at times have been able to really rely upon his three-point shooting capability. When do you think he's going to be back to 100%?
So I think the Bucks have been pretty hush-hush about kind of Kyle and what he's doing, and they keep saying the right things. That, you know, they're happy how he's progressing, and, you know, they're sure that he can be back. But I think for me, more than anything, this is a guy in his 17th season. He's trying to get through it. He's trying to, you know, figure out how do you get through a season at that age when you played as much basketball as Kyle Korver had. And I think the big thing for them is they want to make sure that he's ready for the postseason. And to do that, I think they've gone all their way here to make sure that everything is really right on him. You know, he's got that back, but make sure the back's right, make sure the knees are right, make sure the neck is right, make sure everything is right with Kyle Korver before bringing him back. So I think they're being a little bit maybe overly cautious with him, but I think they see some value here in having him miss some games here so that he'll be ready for the postseason.
Coach Bud, they have not lost back-to-back games all season long. He's been really good about kind of, I don't want to say, I think it's too easy to say rallying the troops, but the guys have taken it upon themselves after a lackluster performance to rebound and be pretty strong. So what do you think the message is, or what has Bud's message been since they went through three games in 4 days? Obviously, their legs maybe were not the best, so to speak, in that game the other night. It was a very physical game that it seemed like almost Miami was daring the officials to call fouls on them. So what do you think Coach Bud's message is?
I think they know that they're in a pretty difficult stretch of their season right here. Because when you look through it, they had that brutal back-to-back the other week in Toronto. So that was like a 3 games in 4 days just kind of stretch there. Then they came back. Now they just had another 3 games in 4 days. They're going to play tonight against Indiana, and then they're going to travel out to L.A. on Friday, and then a back-to-back Sunday, Monday in Phoenix and Denver. So there's another 3 games in 4 days stretch. Like, I just think they know that this is a pretty rough stretch. So I don't think Bud is going to make any excuses or anything like that. And more than anything, this team has been good because Bud doesn't really believe in, I guess you'd call them, short-term motivational tactics, where, you know, saying something like, oh, you know, this is a big game, or this team got you the other night, so you got to get them back, or you lost the other night, so you can't lose two in a row. Like, he doesn't really believe in those kind of tactics. It's always we're trying to get better every day, and we need to play our best basketball every single day. And that has kind of worked for this team because they have been so good that that message doesn't fall on deaf ears. I think if they were a bad team, it would, but since they're so good, that message doesn't fall on deaf ears, and this team has really kind of practiced that and believed in that.
What? How big a trip is this? Because let's just say you go on this trip and you can beat, say, L.A. and Phoenix and Denver. You come back, you have 7 of the next 8 after that at home. I mean, you can really do some damage and just solidifying yourself as that top seed and really kind of put some distance between you and the Toronto Raptors if indeed you take care of business. This is kind of a big stretch for them right after that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the Raptors are going to catch them no matter what they do the rest of the year. They just have such a big cushion. But I do think, just for them, Denver's one of the best teams in the West. The Lakers are obviously one of the best teams in the West, one of the two teams that I think everyone thinks can win an NBA championship in the Western Conference with the Clippers. So if you go out and you have a solid performance against them, you're going to show just kind of what team you are. And it's never going to silence the doubters. Like, that's just not going to happen this year. From a national perspective, everyone will keep the Toronto Raptors series and the Eastern Conference Finals in their mind. They can't remove it. So no matter.
Oh, Eric, did we lose him? It sounds like we might have lost Eric. Yep, we lost him. Well, maybe his phone died. Hopefully not. But nevertheless, that was Eric Name, our Milwaukee basketball insider, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.